on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thursday afternoon on Triple M, heading into a long weekend, Marty.
Oh, thank God.
I know.
Well, thank Jesus, really. Yeah. He was the one that really rode it out over a 72-hour period.
Bit of a rough day tomorrow for Jesus.
Oh, yeah. You've got to get to the rough day before the rough day starts.
Absolutely.
No rain, no flowers.
Oh, so
that's
true.
That's what they say.
You can lay all the palms down you like. This one's going to hurt.
Enjoy your hot cross buns, your Easter eggs, your sleep-ins.
And if you do get a chance to thank Jesus for the sacrifice that he made at Calvary, do that. But also know deep within yourself that none of it's true.
Coming up this afternoon, Will, you got the socials for us, of course. Been a busy week.
Busy week at Marty Sheargold Show. If you ever want to get in touch for whatever reason.
Yeah. Plus also, Marty Husey is going to join us as well.
Oh, how wonderful. I can't wait to catch up with Dave.
Let's get into the show for Thursday Arvo on Triple M.
Top three.
Well, that was my fault. It doesn't matter. We're moving past it.
Easter's coming up.
Easter is coming up. Of course, you can always get the podcast by listening on the app there.
The listener app.
You've caught it.
Yeah, I caught Troy threw it out and I grabbed it and I murdered it too.
My policy.
Coming in at number one, Thailand is on the cusp of becoming the first country in Southeast Asia to legalise marriage rights for couples of any gender.
Oh.
Big step forward.
That's good.
I thought we were part of Southeast Asia.
Oceania.
Yeah. 400 of the 415 members in attendance in the House of Reps voted in favour of the bill.
Wow.
That's great.
That's excellent.
That's probably more than we had. 10 voted against it, 2 abstained and 3 did not vote. That now goes to the Senate, which apparently rarely rejects any legislation that passes the lower house. And it'll become law. It'll make Thailand the first country to pass such a law in the third in Asia behind Taiwan and Nepal. Yeah. And I think Vagina Longkorn
is the king of Thailand.
And look, some of the gear that Vagina gets around.
Loves a crop top. Vagira. And remember,
how are you?
Vagira,
my apologies.
You can't make fun of him because remember, if he hears about
Thailand. Vagira, I'm not suggesting we've got any relationship other than mutual respect for each other.
Yeah.
Vagira loves a crop top.
It does.
And he loves a tight jean.
And he'll be public in a crop top too. Look at him.
Oh, mate, he don't care.
He doesn't care.
Look at the bum on that.
It is an unusual look.
It's
interesting.
Heavily tattooed.
For a king. Yeah, I mean, anyone.
And if that's his wife, she's got a poodle strapped to the front of her in like a baby Bjorn.
Oh, I thought
they're
that was a baby.
No, it's a dog.
Oh, that is a dog.
They're an interesting couple. Vagira and his partner, Papinus, I believe her name is.
I think in Thailand you can only say positive things about the royal family.
Good try. Nicely cleaned up.
Coming in at 2, there's a health warning issued to people who sleep less than 7 hours a night.
Oh,
well,
God.
Pretty much covers us.
I had about 10 hours last night.
Well done.
Good.
According to a new study, if you're getting less than 7 hours of sleep a night, you've got a 7% higher risk of developing high blood pressure over time.
Right.
If you get less than 5, that goes up to 11%. Kavi Hassani, who's the assistant professor of cardiology. Why in Christ referencing an Iran study?
It's a Tehran Heart Center.
Oh.
Iran.
Yeah, in Tehran.
I know, but he said Iran.
That's the end of that story. Coming in at 3, Katie Price warns young women about damaging plastic surgery. Well, she would know. Katie Price says there's nothing worse than women in their early 20s getting cosmetic procedures. I've said it to you numerous times. Numerous times.
You're saying I'm in my early 20s?
No, I'm not. No, I'm not saying that, mate. The model's known for going under the knife but insisted she's not a hypocrite. I didn't start doing my face until I was in my 40s.
Right.
I had a boob job, but I didn't have fillers. She's had multiple boob jobs. She's gone up and down the sizes more than I have. And I've got a fair set of titties at the moment. Check out the lungs on me.
Deep breaths.
Deep breaths.
Wow. Anyone need CPR?
Top 3 and 3. The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Everybody's talking at me.
I don't hear words saying.
William, you're in charge of the Instas. What do you got?
Yes, we have some leading teams feedback. This is from Jack, who wanted to know if anyone else had this opinion as well. He says, just giving you some listener feedback, humbly presenting it.
Please.
Through the Instagram. Can we have some sort of poll like we have on Instagram? A topic I'd like to suggest, should we ever play, under any circumstances, the Yoko Ono screaming grab? He says it is like nails on a chalkboard.
It so really is.
That's something for Jack.
I do prefer the Imagine
when Yoko sings Imagine.
Yeah.
We also have a grab that he's referring to that is Yoko doing an art installation, I think, of MoMA in New York.
New York, yeah.
And she literally stood in the space and screamed like a banshee.
Yeah.
And we presented that as art.
We often play it in On This Day or something like
have
that.
Have you got it there?
We don't. If Jack hates it.
Well,
you want to give context.
We're resetting.
You just want to reset.
We're just resetting, you know. Yeah.
This one here.
Sorry, Jack.
I don't have an issue with it. I mean, I would stop and watch Yoko do that.
It is your show. So, do we take
is it
that,
my show?
Do we take that kind of feedback?
Of course,
on board?
It is.
No.
Okay, great.
Right.
From Blair, he says, "Hello, legends. After listening to Carlos Sainz laugh after winning the Melbourne Grand Prix, which we played this week, DC thought it sounded very much like Jimmy Carr. His laugh.
Oh yeah."
Yes. It does. Very similar.
And Blair says, it's very similar to one of the laughs that Matty T was auditioning last year. So this is our own Matt Thompson.
Yeah, Matthew, who's no longer with us, not because he's dead.
He's just outside.
On the couch.
Personality-wise, he's dead. He has been for years.
Just wave.
But he went through a strange period where he was auditioning his own laughs on the show.
That's my favourite.
He never really found his own laugh.
One.
No.
This is one of our fives too.
Chicken. And finally from Ash, he was listening to a different show, rival of ours.
Oh, dear.
Christian O'Connell.
I love him. I was on the phone with Christian just the other day. We had a really lovely long chat about life and work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice. It's good. He's a good man.
They have a segment called What Are the Odds? And they had a caller called Julie, I believe, and this was part of that chat. We've fast-forwarded a bit of it because it goes for a while.
Oh, that's Christian's act.
Okay, so in 2014, I went to a 40th birthday party, and I didn't really know anyone. And we were like, oh, yes, mate, going, 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 going,
no fader in there.
Oh, yeah.
I said, get out of here. I said, I lived in apartment 5B, number 30, Esfontera. She said, that was my apartment.
Oh, wow.
No way.
Wow. Oh, my God.
What are the chances?
It goes longer. And eventually, Julie.
It's almost like the movie Single White Female. Yeah. You ever seen that where she became somebody else?
Yes. Am I still on the air?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
poor old Christian. He's trying to pedal, and old mate's just not helping.
She loves a chat, and a very good spot from Ash because he remembered that on our segment, What Are the Chances?
Yes.
We had a very similar story from a very similar sounding caller. In fact, here is Julia from 2 years ago.
In 2003, I was an expat. I lived in Spain, and worked at the International School of Spain. And anyway, fast forward, left.
Fast forward. Goes for a while.
Are you kidding? Same woman.
I was the one that got a yucker in my
mouth. Oh, you just faded out.
At least I faded up.
Yeah.
That's the difference between
us. Poor old Christian kept pushing on with her.
Well, he had a bit
more
pain.
Just the man he is.
Thank you, Julia.
There are your socials. You can get in touch with us anytime through Insta at Marty Shegold Show.
This is the Marty Shegold Show.
Marty Husey.
Dave Hughes.
It's an honour to be here. I love your show. I love everything that goes on here. And, so it's great.
It's so lovely to see you.
Yeah.
Mate, update me on your shoulder. For people who don't know, you had a terrible injury over December.
Absolutely did. It was New Year's Eve. I was at the Gold Coast and I had a surfing accident where my shoulder got dislocated in the vicious surf.
Was it vicious?
Look, the fact is, mate, you try getting back to shore.
Yes.
When you've got a dislocated shoulder, the only thing that got me back there was my own courage and the fact that I was in knee-deep water. That also helped.
And you'd left your wallet on the beach.
Yeah, the wallet was on the beach.
But dislocation, when you dislocate one part of your body,
everything else hurts. Like, I you can't frozen. Move yeah. anything.
But my hand was frozen for actually a few weeks. I couldn't do nothing with this hand. I got left-handed.
Out of 10, what are you giving the initial pain?
Straight away, a 3 or 4. But by probably when I got back on the beach, it turned into a 10. Ooh. And it went on. I swear to God, I got my wife to take photos because I knew it was Insta-worthy.
Yeah.
And guys, I've had 500,000 views on it, which that's big for me.
That's big for anyone.
It's
huge.
Big for me. So I've got to get another injury happening to really up my profile. But a woman DM'd me and she said, I've had 3 natural births with no drugs.
Right.
Her shoulder dislocation was far worse.
Right,
in pain.
So it's a real thing.
It's an absolute thing.
And then every time I bump into you, you've got the sling on. So it's obviously still an issue, and we're now heading into April.
Look, the fact is I did take 6 weeks to have an operation because apparently no one had looked at the MRI.
That's handy.
Obviously, on the day I got the MRI, it was New Year's Eve at the Gold Coast, which is beer o'clock.
Yeah.
And they might have had a quick perusal and said, you're fine. With your life. But 6 weeks later, a surgeon put me on. He didn't even look at it, but he put me onto a physio, and the physio eventually looked at the MRI and said, mate, your shoulder's cactus.
Right.
And then he sent me back to the surgeon, and the surgeon said it's the biggest surgery he's ever done.
Are you joking?
And he did Warnies, he did Russell Crowe's, he did 4 of Chris Judd's, which is probably too many.
He did a few of his.
He said biggest surgery he's ever done.
Wow. Jesus. So you totally ruined that shoulder.
Ruined the shoulder, and I just want to get back on that tennis court. That's all I want to do.
Because it's your right arm as well.
It's the main arm.
It's the arm.
It's the arm that does everything, if you know what I mean.
I know exactly what you mean. And left is not the same.
It's like a stranger.
Even if you lay on it till it's numb, it's still not the same.
The numbness did help for a while once I got the movement back, to be honest with you.
Mate, thank you so much.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
What's the worst place, the most boring place you've ever been?
You're simply the worst.
Oh.
Oh,
simply
nice.
The worst.
Simply the worst.
You're simply the
worst.
Yeah, good.
Nice.
Thank you, Siri. Worst place you've ever been, most boring place you've ever been.
I've been to Bundaberg a couple of times.
Pretty boring.
Didn't love it.
Didn't love Bundaberg.
No.
Proserpine wasn't great for me.
Proserpine?
Where have I been that's boring? I mean, apart from here.
You mean this studio specifically?
And the two of you, but not Troy.
How dare you?
Australia's capital city has received an honourable mention on the top 10 list of the most boring cities in the world. Now, I grew up in Canberra.
Canberra, yeah.
Till I was 18.
Yeah, boring.
Well, this must hurt.
It does.
Yeah.
I love that town. Mind you, it's flooded with memories of friendships and, you know, it's not like I went there for a 3-day weekend and went, oh, God, look at all the roundabouts. I don't understand this town. Oh, but I do love the gallery.
These trees are all deciduous.
Oh, no wonder it's called the bush capital. It really is in the bush. Shut up. The World Bucket List has published their top 10 list of the most boring cities in the world. Canada's...
Canada.
I can't say it, I'm so emotional. Canada's Ottawa. Ever been there?
No, I've not been there.
The capital.
It's the capital of Canada?
Mm.
Ottawa?
Much like our
Canberra. I thought Montreal was the capital
of Canberra.
Peter Harvey, Canberra.
LA.
It's the centre of political life in Canada, and it falls flat.
Oh, no.
Especially compared to other cities like Montreal and Vancouver.
That's the thing,
really?
I suppose, if there's so many other beautiful places.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's wrong?
Mesa in Arizona? Never heard of it. Santiago in Chile.
I'm going there today.
Oh, literally. Oh, no.
You'll be some more.
How wonderful.
You're
going to have
such a terrible
time. I'm going to Santiago today, says Troy. Well, of course you are. Well, let us know if it's boring.
I'll do some research. We mentioned Chile. I'm going there today.
Today. England's Birmingham is criticised for a lack of any real landmarks or cultural home.
Yeah.
Helsinki? You've been to Helsinki, haven't you?
I haven't been to Helsinki, but apparently they have like the most happiest.
Very happy country.
Happy people.
Yeah, they're
happy
always on the happy list.
The happy list.
Yeah, well, you can be boring if you're happy.
Most boring place to be to, John?
Niagara Falls in New Zealand.
I didn't
know. I didn't know there was one.
It's more like some water flowing over rocks.
Oh,
well,
I see.
Traditionally, I mean, that defines a waterfall, but we're trying to find a photo of it here.
Yeah, I
is
mean,
that it?
Compared to the actual actual Niagara Falls, that's
underwhelming.
That's misleading.
Yeah, that does.
That's what we found after driving 10 k's down the road to find it.
Still angry about it. See why New Zealand are proud of it.
Yeah.
John, you didn't think it was the actual Niagara Falls, I'm sure.
We just thought it might be a bit more spectacular than what it was.
Yeah. You get in there, it's like, come on, this is classic New Zealand behaviour.
Thank you, John. Janet.
First time, long time.
Good on you, Janet.
Oh, that was our best ever.
Good clap.
Yeah.
Janet, most boring place you've ever been?
King Island.
King Island. Which is off the coast
between here and Tasmania.
Yes, in Bass Strait. I thought I'd take one for the team, and I took my father there because he always wanted to go there.
Oh. Yeah.
It started off really badly when we got to Tullamarine, and I didn't know that he had his steel cap boots on to go on the flight.
Right. So he couldn't wear them?
No, well, he could wear them, but we had to take them off and go through the whole rigmarole.
Of course.
This isn't King Island's.
So far this is you, Janet, not telling him not to wear his steel cap boots.
That's right. And then we got there and I tried to get a flight out half an hour after arriving there. We were staying at the Beachcomber Hotel, I think it was.
I'm sure it's got some nice
Pretty
parts.
Underwhelming, Janet.
Yeah, I think like a 2.5-star maybe. But
sure. Nice. Well, once again, you booked that, Janet. Yeah.
It's all Janet's fault so far.
So far, Janet's rung us to tell us she made a real balls up of booking and flying to King Island.
I've heard King Island is lovely.
Like, good cheese.
Cheese and golf. Yeah, you can have a great
cheese
time.
And golf.
I mean, what more can you ask
that
for?
That sounds like a wonderful
red
holiday.
Wine in front of an open fire.
Perfect.
A cheese board and then 18 holes hung over. Tick.
In your steel cap.
In your steel cap.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show. The Marty Sheargold Show, week in review. This week, we kicked off with some serious news.
Australia faces the task of finding an extra 90,000 tradespeople in the next 3 months.
Oh,
how are they going to do that?
Good luck.
How many is that a week?
Luckily, Lauren was on hand to help.
90 divided by 12, Loz.
We've only got 20 seconds. Was 30,000 a month?
That's not helping. That's
90 divided by 12.
Well, divided by 10, it's 9.
Yeah.
So then carry the 2.
Well, why are you carrying it? Oh, Lord.
In other news.
On this day in 421, the city of Venice is founded.
Yeah. How much longer will it be here?
Depends on how much longer they let the cruiser ships go in there and dump all the Americans and Germans onto the joint, and all they do is buy a sausage roll.
Now this week, caller Josh had a plan when he played our 10K spinner DJ. Oh,
if you win the 10 grand, Josh, what are you going to do with it?
Straight to the pub.
Yeah, good man.
And his dreams came true.
Are you ready for song 3?
Kiss, I was made for loving you.
Yes! Yes, Josh! Yes! 10 grand, buddy!
Is this really happening?
Yes, Josh! 10,000 in the pub place.
All the boys are up and about.
Yes!
Now back to the hard-hitting questions.
Who did you wee next to?
And that brought back memories, not only for Marty.
Yeah, remember when Matthew tried to intimidate me with his wee here at work?
Winks, yeah.
And did the full winks next to me in the cubicle next door. Fully tried to winks me.
It's all he could do at this point in his career with you.
Well, that's all he can do, actually, now that I think about him and his career. He's just good at wee.
Matt Carby David, we called him after.
But also for caller Paul.
I was in a restaurant many years ago and I look at the bloke next to me and it's Mike Williamson, the footy commentator, and I give him the Jizzalinko, you're guilty.
Yeah. Yeah. Love it, Paul.
And he hugged me.
Oh, you would have got wee all over each other.
He did, he pissed on the leg.
Now this week, we learnt what to do when there are kids in the car.
What about when I came to a T-junction and a bloke came across and I screamed at this guy, "You cock! And then to cover it, I said, a doodle-doo!
And possibly not to rely on them for safety.
I hate asking the kids if we're clear. I never rely on that.
You know, it's okay,
but I'm trying to get them to build a bit of road awareness. So I go, how's your side, mate? And they go, yeah, yeah. I go, really, yeah? They go, yeah, yeah.
Semi just rolls up.
Two bones there. So you should have bloody paid attention. Now you've got a truck in your body.
And finally this week, Marty wanted to know,
what are some of the universal things that men like? Dining tables made with resin.
David said a good fire.
Throwing big rocks off cliffs into water.
Oh, yes.
Bradle says telling a woman to drink more water when they have a headache.
Yeah.
I just said that to you.
Did you really?
Literally. Loz says she's got a headache. Literally just said to her, drink some more water, mate.
And this one we all agreed on.
Finding a nice big stick.
That is so true.
Now you're talking.
Men love finding a big stick.
I wish I had one now.
I think it goes back to the sort of caveman days. Where you found a big stick, you're like, ooh, what can I do with this?
Oh,
take them back,
that's
cave.
A caveman thing.
Yeah. Take them back, cave.
You can do a lot with this.
Show the boys.
And that's it for another week on the Marty Shergold Show. Baby, I'm
your man. I got the pretty mans from one of those commedia delate shops. Way too much money. I paid $28 for a coffee and I was standing up. I couldn't believe my luck.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.